hey, this looks like a great spot. Let's all gather around here. It's a great place to eat lunch and spend the night.
Look at that old shoe. Hey, have you ever heard the echo that? What's that? Oh. Hey, have you ever heard the echoes out here? Just listen to that. Rock way over there. Hello?
Hello?
Wow.
Hey, have you ever heard... Where's the park? Hey, just listen to the valley way down there.
Hello? Hello?
Ah.
Just listen to the top of that tall mountain up there. Hello? Just listen to the top of that tall mountain up there.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Caroline, show your invisible dog, tricks your invisible dog can do. Cut and candy and purple lemonade, Oreo cookies.
often falls asleep when the sermon is too long.
If you were any animal world, what would you be?
I don't know.
My mom would be the wrong man's horse.
What man's horse? Why?
Because every time my mom looks at the track, she says, tum-tum-tum-tum-tum.
That'll be an animal. I'll be a frog.
A frog? Why?
What bugs?
The light of the world.
Boston. I'm a special kid, you see. I'm proud to be a member of the royal family. My father was a kingdom, and he stepped up on his throne. He gives me everything I need, nice and just below. I told you how to catch a fish, and here's how. Oh, cool, you're just bragging. Yeah. Here's the proof. Pretty big, eh? Probably that's enough to feed all of us.
You can feed all of us with one fish.
Well, in that case, I'll have to catch one more.
Does anyone want to spot two fish?
I heard a story when Jesus spent 5,000 people with just two fish and bread.
Anybody wants to... two fish for one peanut butter and jelly?
No.
How about one half of peanut butter and jelly? That's enough to feed all of us.
If I haven't believed in miracles, I say, how did God feed those 5,000 people with just two fish and bread? Tuna goes a long way.
Little barefoot boy running through the sand. What you got in that basket in your hand? There's 5,000 people waiting to be fed. Hungry for your fish and bread.
How'd you like to share your fish and bread?
To sum it all up, you simply divide. Watch your fish and bread just multiply. Add a little faith, distract all your doubts. Just watch it all work out.
You got to give it away, pass it around. Turn your back, it's sitting on the ground. Nobody smiles.
Master has taught you how to multiply.
fed, thirsty for the water and the living bread.
Thirsty for the water and the living bread.
Sum it all up, you simply divide. Watch your feet of love, the love to fly. Add a little faith, distract all your doubts. Just watch it all work out.
You've got to give it away, pass it around.
Turn your basket upside down. Tell about a smile and a twinkle in your eye. The master has taught you how to multiply. Give it away, pass it around. Turn your basket upside down. Tell about a smile and a twinkle in your eye. The master has taught you how to multiply. Let's just talk you about the multiply. Let's just talk you about the multiply. Go in the story.
Go in the story.
Everybody that wants to play this game, come over here. I'll take all the boys.
Come on, guys, let's go. You know the song, right?
Gather up all our things, okay?
Aww.
Well, we might have time for some more stories.
to help me carry all my fish and stuff?
Sure, I would love to.
Count all the way up to 100.
No one can count all the stars.
God can. He made them.
What do you think he made them out of?
Flashlights, lightning bugs, or even pretty diamonds.
He made all the shiny stars. Just think. The Master spoke the world in space, and every planet took its place. The earth was void and still seemed incomplete. And he blew the darkness all away and made the light and called it day. At this command, creation came to be.
Was a great big puzzle, a rainbow of colors all around. But it bothered God a little. Parts were missing in the middle, so he made the missing pieces from the ground.
And now that missing piece of puzzle.
Created by his hands, and created by his word, a word that we can make it all complete.
God was a missing piece of puzzle.
You made the whole world, and you still made me, wanted me. So you took a little clay, and you made me. You made Lou, Caroline, Sebastian, and all my other friends. You gave me everything I have. Strong legs, good eyes, fishing poles, creek banks, tadpoles, and turtles. You even made... You gave me my mommy, and my daddy, and my little sister, and my pup. Here we go. I'm sorry I forget to thank you. Do things for you. Work for you. I wouldn't have anything, or even be anything. I guess I'll still be fun. Dear God, help me to never forget you like lots of grown folks do. Even when I get old.
They've done an admirable job. Can we give them a round of applause? They have done a wonderful job, and the leaders have done a wonderful job with them, and we thank you. We look forward to more in the future. But taking in the last song, and the last question that was asked. You know, the Bible says a little child shall lead them. And today, through these children, we have seen again the reason that we have this church, this place to gather for worship. The reason that we have Sunday school on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. The reason we have We Worship on Sunday nights at 6. And the programs on Wednesday. The reason we have missions organizations together to share in mission. The reason we have other programs, Vacation Bible School, recreational opportunities, opportunities to go and to do things together. We've also been reminded in part of why we do have a church budget, why we have preachers and teachers and leaders not only to help children, but to learn from them and to share that with each and every one of us in this place, but also outside of these walls into the community. And the purpose of doing musical programs, not just with children, but adults of all ages. Now, maybe your life has been something of a puzzle. Maybe here lately, with all the things going on in our world and in our country and even in our community, you have wondered, how do the pieces fit together? Maybe you've even wondered, how do the pieces of my life fit together? And perhaps today we have been reminded, and maybe we have looked within ourselves to be reminded, as the last song asks, that it is God who has given us the abilities. It's God who has given us these children. It's God who has given us life. Is there anything I can do for you, God? Or maybe the question is there anything I can be for you? Or is there anywhere I can go for you? And it doesn't have to be on the other side of the world. It can be right down the street to that neighbor or to that family member or to that friend. You know, God does have a need of us. We need God, but God has a need for us. A need to go out and to share God's love and God's grace with those around us. To reconcile ourselves, not only with God, but to reconcile ourselves with each other. We're called to be separate, to be holy, to be different. These children have reminded us today of that difference to which we are called. So I'm going to ask, as the musicians come back to the organ and the piano, that you find a hymnal near you and that we sing hymn number 656, Take Time to Be Holy. As we're reminded to take time to be holy, to speak often with the Lord. For you know, God listens. God wants the conversation. Not just a monologue, but a conversation where we speak to God and where we take the time to listen to God. And I want us to sing the first two verses as we stand and sing number 656. And if you have a need in your life, our altar is open for any decision you might make publicly. But I also would ask you to kneel at the altar of your heart to make those decisions known to God. Number 656, Take Time to Be Holy.